Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay. So, Zohran Mamdani, this is one of these economics lessons that we don't want to miss, right? This audio I'm about to play should be played in every economics class in America. It is the liberal, and she is very liberal, Kathy Hochul, governor of New York. Mm-hmm. And because they had another liberal mayor of New York City a very long time ago who screwed the place up so badly that the legislature had to get involved, they actually passed a law to keep liberal mayors from screwing up New York so badly that the legislature has to get involved. So Zohran Mamdani needs her to raise taxes. He needs the governor to be allowed to, raise taxes to do all of the things that he wants to do, right? Well, guess what she's saying? No.
Yeah, exactly.
No. And she's been doing interviews all over the place. She's flat out telling them, look, I know you guys are getting ready to run a multi-million dollar campaign against me because I will not raise taxes to pay for all the free stuff that Zohran Mamdani wants to do. And she said, don't bother. Y'all have done it before. I'm not raising taxes. Why is she not raising taxes? Because, listen, she's about to get a challenge from Elise Stefanik, the Republican.
Yeah. And pretty strong response. I mean, a candidate, too.
Yeah, and the last Republican who ran did really well, better than expected, against a Democrat New York governor. But here's the economics class part, okay? She sounds like she could be a guest on the Tara Show, okay? like from a Freedom Caucus, okay? Trying to explain to this moron who is like, but we gotta have the free stuff. I mean, Zohran just wants to tax the rich. And she points out the rich, the 1%, already pay for a third of our budget.
Yeah.
What do you, and she doesn't say this part out loud, moron, think is going to happen if I raise their taxes 2 full more percentage points? Moron can't figure it out. But Kathy Hochul, as liberal as she is, has figured it out. And she knows whenever a Democrat says tax the rich, they mean the middle class. Always mean the middle class. She immediately, listen to this clip, jumps to the middle class, says, I can't tax them. I can't tax Utica. I can't tax Schenectady. My family's from Utica. If you've been to Utica, it's kind of a depressing place. There's not much left there. The industrial base is gone. Property values are depressed. She says, I can't tax Utica to pay for New Yorkers, half of whom were not born in America, to have free bus service, free childcare,
and
free transitions to another gender. I mean, I can't. Those people are having trouble holding onto their homes. Take a listen. Kathy Hochul, candidate for internship at Heritage Foundation, also Democrat governor of New York, talking economic actual reality.
We know that Mamdani does want to tax the rich more, bring it up about 2%. He can't do that on his own. You've previously said that you wouldn't be raising taxes. Have you reconsidered that stance?
No, I will say one energetic rally does not get me to change my positions. I assure you, I process what everybody says, but I'm also have to balance. 1.5% of New Yorkers cover about a third of our budget. That's enormous. I'm concerned about out-migration of people who are the ones who are supporting our budget. I cannot make up for that with middle-class tax increases. I cannot do that to the middle class and the struggling New York.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She sounds like me. I mean, she sounds
economic reality spoken by a Democrat. That's an unusual thing.
Yep.
Well, the thing is, free services are never free.
No, they're not.
There is no such thing.
Somebody's got to pay. Yeah. So, look, Zohran's Mamdani's only hope is that Democrats take control of Congress in the White House again, and that they print some money and send it his way. That's the only way he's going to do this.
Well, and he sure ain't going to get it from the federal government, because Trump is not going to play ball with. Mm-mm. Well, but the sad thing is, we already do, because there are federal dollars that go into New York City's transit system and other things. I mean, you know, when we sit here and struggle to pay for the fill the gas tank on the SUV to head into work every day, you know, we're still helping with our federal tax dollars to help out the folks for public transportation in New York City, which is ridiculous, because they're not doing anything to help us.
No. But that's ending. And this, I'm so excited about this, okay? You know, I've been telling you a lot about how Doge is still up and running. Mm-hmm. And Elon Musk, I think he shouldn't have dropped that on Joe Rogan, because the left might figure it out. But he was like, nah, I had to take myself out of the spotlight so they'd stop, you know, trying to kill people on Tesla dealerships, you know, and firebombing. They literally were. Yeah. Someone was going to die. The left was going nuts. Now we're getting an idea of why they were willing to kill to keep Doge, literally willing to kill. I mean, actual bullets. Molotov cocktails and like violently confronting Doge at the doors to these federal agencies. They have got an entire deadbeat nation, illegal immigrants and their deadbeat voters signed up illegally in violation of federal law on all of these welfare programs, Lee, that they were relying on the printing. Listen to this. I'm going to play this clip. This is what they've just found inside a Snap, right? We get one of these every few days now. They're going bonkers. So this is Brooke Rollins. She's the head of the USDA under Trump. Trump appointed her. And she's talking about the fraud that they have found. Now, listen, this is in the 29 states that have turned over their rolls, okay? 26 Republican states and 3 Democrat states. The fraud is committed by Democrats at the sign-up points. So you can sign up people for federal.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welfare at the state level, right? We should have never let Democrats do that. And they've turned around and committed massive fraud. Okay, so this is just 3 Democrat states and 26 Republican ones. The other 21 Democrat states are refusing to turn their rolls over, okay? And we're suing them. We're going to get them. But they're refusing to turn their rolls over. Take a listen to what she's found in the 29 states. This is astonishing.
And 20 plus others did not, and we're suing. We're in a litigation right now. But of the 29 that complied, what we have found is staggering. 500,000 people getting benefits 2 times under the same name. 5,000 dead people. 80% of the able-bodied Americans, meaning they can work. They don't have small children at home. They're not taking care of an elderly parent. they can work and they choose not to work, of course, because they're getting significant benefits from the taxpayer. So this light, Laura, that has now been shined on what is perhaps one of the most corrupt, dysfunctional programs in American history, that we are working now. Very big announcements coming next week on this. We are cracking down. We now have a plan to fix it. And we're really, really excited about doing that for the American people.
I guarantee you, you go into those other 21 states, and you look at SNAP, you're going to find the 9 million that Joe Biden illegally gave Social Security numbers to, the illegal immigrants, including, by the way, 6,000 terrorists, according to Christy Noem.
I really like Brooke Rollins.
I do, too.
Best USDA secretary we've ever had.
Yeah.
She is the embodiment of the whole-of-government approach that the Trump administration is taking to what is going on in this country. Because there are certain areas, like she's talking about the SNAP benefits and things that the USDA has involvement in, and she is very proactive about that. That entire office is very proactive about it. And they're also dealing with other things like the—and I know this sounds a little iffy, but the screwworm situation down in Mexico, which is part of the reason why beef prices are up. And the USDA is working on that with Mexico in order to try and, you know, keep that down there and not get any further up here to infect our, beef cattle in this country. But Rollins doing a great job.
Yo, she is. And did you catch something in there? Because it's an absolute bombshell that she said. This is in the Republican states and some Democrat mm-hmm. states, and I don't know the breakdown. Okay, it's going to be much worse than Democrat states when we get them. Did you hear what she said there? 80% fraud rate.
Yes.
80%. 80%.
80%.
Yes. You cannot, by federal law, get food stamps if you are an able-bodied adult who is not working. You have to be caring for a child. You have to be caring for an elderly person. You cannot be, you know, unhandicapped and an adult with no dependents and get it. 80% are. 80%.
It's so frustrating because we hear about fraud and waste all the time. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing it my entire life, being, you know, my entire politically aware life. I hear it from all kinds of politicians, Democrats and Republicans, and we never seem to get anywhere with it.
Oh, well, the good news, she kicked 700,000 off last week.
That's a great start.
Yeah, that was
that was a
story last week. I forgot, that's the most important part. I forgot to tell you. She kicked 700,000 off last week. Most of them were illegal immigrants. Committing fraud to get on the rolls. Again, Lee, that's just in the 26
yes.
Republican states and 3 Democrat states. So they are actually not just talking about it. They're doing this.
Yeah.
They're low-key doing it, too. They're not making big waves about it.
Yeah.
And that's good because Democrats will blow stuff up with Molotov cocktails to keep these people on.
Plus file lawsuits, too.
Yes.
Which they're doing already, and that's how they're fighting the ICE deportations now. They're going around the country trying to say, oh, all these people that you're detaining, they're in inhumane conditions, because they've just done that in California and also in Illinois.
Yeah. Hey, look, if Democrats are talking about illegal immigrants, they're almost always lying. I mean, I haven't seen them tell the truth really much. So, but anyway, the Rollins thing, I mean, when you're looking about this, this goes back to me and Donnie. They cannot support these massive welfare
right.
populations
right.
or
it's
meet
impossible.
The promises they're
mm-hmm.
making
exactly.
without committing fraud at the state level and then having the federal government print money
right.
to pay for it. And Trump is ending that.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, taking away people's reason to vote Democrat, or if you're an illegal immigrant, to come here and just occupy space so they can count you in the census and get more congressional districts. So you know what this is? Drip, 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 drip. And the Democrats are just, I know what a better analogy would be, death by a thousand cuts for the Democrat Party.
Well, this couldn't come at a better time because, quite honestly, we've got 2 years before a presidential
yep.
election when Mondami can show that socialism does not work. It won't be 18 months before he's begging the federal government for help.
He might as well not even bother under
yeah,
Trump.
Exactly. Oh,
don't
I
even
know.
Bother.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't even bother. So we're getting somewhere ever so slowly. And keep in mind, folks, when you get frustrated, it's only been 10 months. That's it. We're not even done with year one.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.